Have you ever heard of digital currencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and buzzwords like blockchain, cryptocurrencies, and mining? Don't know what it all means or how to get started? Well, at Let's Talk Crypto, we break it all down in easy-to-understand terms and help you learn and earn in the age of cryptocurrencies. So welcome to the Let's Talk Crypto Show, brought to you by SchoolOfCrypto.com with your hosts, Barry Moore and Tom Galeski.
Welcome back, listener, to another episode of Let's Talk Crypto. I'm your host, Barry Moore. And I say host because I'm sick of Tom and I've kicked him off the show. Enough. No, just kidding. He's on a holiday with his family this week on the beach, living it up. So I am flying solo on this week's episode of the Let's Talk Crypto podcast. And this week, it's all going to be about Crypto 20. If you haven't heard about Crypto 20, it's going to launch on exchanges on the 15th of January. Well, the very first exchange, anyway. I've had a lot of people asking about it, so in this episode, we're going to talk about Crypto 20, what it is, why you should care, and how you can get started. So first off, the main question I always get asked all the time, people come up to me and say, what should I buy? And I always say the first thing that you should invest in is knowing what you're talking about. So I think really you should do your due diligence, investigate what it is you're investing in, why you're investing in, what's your thesis, how much money do you have to spend, what can you lose, how are you going to get in, how are you going to get out. Invest in educating yourself about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency before you spend a single dollar. Sage advice, I think, but you know what? Nobody ever takes it. They just want to jump straight in. Some people get just super frantic. They're all FOMO'd up because they've heard about it and their friends are getting in and they just don't know anything about it. And they're just in a frenzy and they want to buy something. I'm really kind of torn. I am not a financial advisor. I do not give financial advice. Consult with a financial advisor, your accountant, and blah, blah, blah. Legal disclaimer here. I'm torn. I'm in two camps. One, I don't want to give you investment advice because I'm not qualified to do so. Two, I don't know what your situation is. I don't know what your risk tolerance is. I don't know how much money you've got. I don't know what you want to get out of this. I don't know what your time horizon is. There's no possible way I could give you any relevant advice. So I want to shy away from that. Two, I would feel really bad if I gave you a tip and you took it and lost all your money. I would feel pretty bad for a little while anyway, until I told you you should have done your homework first. But the flip side of that coin is this is a major paradigm shift in the way human beings handle money. It is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for wealth transfer, and a new monetary system is coming into place. And I don't want people to miss out on that, which is why Tom and I started the podcast and the Facebook group and the website. We really want to help educate people on how to do this well and how to do it without risking everything and doing it in a calculated, educated fashion. So I'm torn between not wanting to give people advice and not wanting those people to miss out either. And I know that if they're all frenzied up, they're just going to go do something stupid. They're going to buy some crypto. They're going to put it in on whatever happens to be pumping, whatever people are talking about on Twitter or YouTube. They're going to put it in. They're probably going to be too late for the pump. They're going to miss the pump. It's going to go down. They're going to get distraught. They're going to sell it at a loss, and then they'll jump into the next thing that happens to be pumping, and the cycle will repeat. I've seen it happen. So in this episode, I am going to talk about a way you can get involved in crypto in probably what's the most safe fashion. Now, there's nothing safe about crypto. I'll be the first one to point it out. Do not invest any money you can't afford to lose. It's the Wild West. There's no rules. There's no regulators. Anything could be a sham. Trust no one. Suspect everything. But having said that, I don't want you guys to lose money. And I want you to get in on something to start with that's potentially safe. So I think what fits the bill the most or the best in that particular instance, if that's you, listener, if that's the person, if you're the person I'm talking about, then you might want to investigate this. I would urge you to do your own homework. But there is a coin called Crypto 20. It had an ICO back in November of last year. It's just about to get listed on exchanges. So on the 15th of January, it's going to hit its first exchange, which is HitBTC. There'll be a link in the show notes if you want to set up an account on HitBTC. But let's talk about what Crypto 20 is and why I like to tell beginners to check it out. So Crypto 20 is a tokenized index fund, and that sounds great, but what does that mean? So if you're familiar with index funds in the share market or the stock market, they're a way for you to gain exposure to a particular part of the market in a diversified way, mitigating a bit of risk. So for example, let's say you want to get into the mining sector because you think the mining sector is going to be hot and there's 10 mining stocks that you'd want to buy. Well, you probably don't have enough money to buy all 10. So what you probably would do is you'd pick one you think is the best, put your money into that and hope for the best. And that one might go down while all the others go up, or vice versa, or lots of them may go up and you've missed out on the one that goes up the most by picking a different one. So what a index fund will do is it will pool the investor's money and it will buy a basket of stocks. So let's say everyone's chipped in a total of $10 million. They might go spend $1 million on each one of those 10 mining companies so that they have exposure to all 10, equal exposure to all 10, and then they'll sell you a share of the index fund. So you can buy in for a dollar, and that dollar is a fractional representation of those 10 different mining companies. So you get exposure to 10 different mining companies without the expense of having to go out and buy all 10 of them yourself. So Crypto 20 is the crypto version of that. What they do is during the ICO, people invested during the ICO and that gave them a pool of money. And they take that pool of money and they go out and they buy the top 20 cryptocurrencies. So if you go to CoinMarketCap, you look at the top 20, that's what Crypto 20 is holding. They're holding a little bit of everything from Bitcoin all the way down to who happens to be number 20 at the moment. I'm not sure. But they're holding all 20 of those. And what they do to make sure that one coin doesn't dominate the fund more than another, they cap a maximum holding of 10% for any one coin. So while Bitcoin as a percentage might be a much larger percentage of the top 20, they're only holding 10% of Bitcoin. So if Bitcoin price tanks, the whole fund doesn't tank. But then again, if it spikes huge, the whole fund doesn't spike huge. So there's a little bit of dampening involved in the fact that no particular asset in that basket of 20 can represent more than 10% of the entire basket. So the good thing for you, the investor, is you get exposure to all 20 of the top 20 currencies by buying a single token. So you buy a C20 token or a Crypto 20 token, and that token gives you fractional ownership of that basket of the top 20. So for example, when the fund launched, you put in a dollar. A Crypto 20 token costs you a dollar. Let's say, just to make the math easy, 1 million people put in a dollar. That gave the fund owners $1 million to go out and divide up amongst the top 20 cryptocurrencies. And they bought a little bit of each of the top 20, weighted by market cap, and again, not being more than 10% invested in any one particular coin. So now they had a basket. After the ICO, they had a basket of those 20 cryptocurrencies. Now the overall value of that basket has gone up dramatically. And at the time of recording, that $1 million, what would have been a $1 million pool of cryptocurrencies is now worth $4 million. So the value of the Crypto 20 token has gone up 400% because the basket of underlying assets has also gone up 400%. So you're getting exposure to all 20. If all 20 rise together as a cumulative mass, you're getting a piece of that because your token represents a certain amount of that fund. And that fund is then rebalanced every week. So what happens if a coin tanks from, you know, number 15 down to number 30? Every week, the fund rebalances itself automatically. And whatever has tanked itself out of the top 20 gets sold and dropped. And whatever the new entrant into the top 20 is, gets purchased and included into the basket of the top 20. And you can see what that is by going to the Crypto 20 website. Actually, you can go right now, crypto20.com, with the number 20, crypto20.com. And you can see exactly what the fund is holding at any given time. It shows you a complete breakdown, 10% Bitcoin, 10% Ripple, etc., blah, blah, blah. However much it's holding. And if you're a member, you can log in and then you can get a further breakdown inside of what they're holding, where they're buying it from, etc., what exchanges they're getting their coins from, etc. All that kind of background information is inside the Crypto 20 portal, which makes it a pretty good resource. The other cool thing is you can sell back to Crypto 20. You can sell your token back to them for the net asset value at any time, minus 1% for an exchange. So what I mean by net asset value is the basket of investments has gone up four times. So that one token that you bought in now, that $1 token that you bought originally now represents, has a net asset value of $4. So I can sell it back to Crypto 20 anytime I want for that $4. They'll cash me out with through a smart contract, pay me out in the equivalent amount of Ether for whatever they owe me, and I can go on my merry way. Which brings me to the point that Crypto 20 is an ERC-20 token, which means it's all built on top of Ethereum. So as I said, if you want to cash out, that's all part of a smart contract. You can cash out whenever you want. Take your Ethereum and be on your way. At the moment, the only way to get a Crypto 20 token was to have been in on the ICO. So it's always been in their roadmap to launch on exchanges. And that in their roadmap was supposed to take place on January 15th. And they're still on track to make that happen on at least two exchanges on January 15th. So let's talk a little bit about pros and cons of Crypto 20 and why you might want to invest or why you might not want to invest. And then we'll talk about if you are interested, how you can get started and how you can get yourself some Crypto 20 when it does hit the exchange. What are the pros of owning Crypto 20? To combat FOMO is a big one that shouldn't be underestimated. In my experience, whatever you own in the crypto space, something else is always pumping better, right? So if you go to CoinMarketCap, your coin might have gone up 40%, but there's somebody going up 70%. Then you get that FOMO feeling, that fear of missing out, that you're missing the boat or whatever. So the nice thing about Crypto 20 is it's gathering the whole top 20. So for me, for example, I totally missed out on the big spike in Cardano. Missed it completely. Wasn't interested in Cardano. Didn't really have time to look at it. Just thought I would just let it go through to the keeper. And then it spiked like crazy, going up hundreds of percent. So I missed out on Cardano. But the cool thing is Crypto20 picked that up. So Crypto20, even though I didn't own any Cardano directly, Crypto20 picked that up because Cardano is in the top 20. Crypto20 owns the top 20. So Crypto20 is gaining in price as Cardano gains in price because it's one of the underlying assets they own. So it helps you combat FOMO a little bit. If I miss something or I don't own something, well, hey, Crypto 20 will pick it up. You can get involved with less money. So, you know, as I said, $1 gives you exposure to the entire top 20 in crypto. So you don't have to go out and buy a little bit of all the top 20 if you want to be, you know, in that game. You can just buy one Crypto 20 token, and that has a fractional representation of the entire top 20 in the crypto space. So you can get involved with more diversity for a lower cost. And then lastly, it's easier to manage, right? So rather than having 20 different coins and 20 different wallets and trying to remember which exchange you bought this on, what exchange you bought that on, and how much of it do I have over here, which wallet did I transfer it out to? Crypto 20 owns them all. They're all in one place. That Crypto 20 token's an ERC-20 token. So you can have it on any ERC-20 compatible wallet, like my Ether wallet, for example, or on your Ledger Nano or your Trezor or whatever. So much easier to manage on your part. Having a bigger basket, more diversity, less admin, less to worry about. Nice. So what are the cons? Well, as I said, you may miss out on a big gain because Crypto 20 will never own more than 10% of one particular asset. So let's say Bitcoin does spike huge for whatever reason. Crypto 20 is never going to own more than 10% of its portfolio in Bitcoin. So you won't get as much of a representative spike as if you owned Bitcoin directly. But conversely, you won't get as big of a loss. If Bitcoin tanks, well, the fund only owns 10% of Bitcoin. So you won't get as much of a big tank in the price of the fund either. So it does kind of balance out. And lastly, you know, you're putting your money in the hands of somebody else. Now, if you go to their website, I would tell you to read their white paper, but it's pretty complex. They're smarter guys than I am. But they do have a lot of FAQs, which are really good, at the bottom of their website. I would urge you to read through that. There is a fact sheet also. I would urge you to read through that as well. You know, they look as good as anybody can look. They've got external auditors. They're issuing quarterly reports. You know, there's a decent-looking team with decent-looking advisors. But, you know, this is crypto. That could all be smoke and mirrors. So they could all just take that fund, all that money everyone's put in the fund, they could skip off to Rio with spend it all on hookers and coke, right? So you never know. So one of the cons is you're putting your money or you're putting your trust in someone else rather than yourself. Could be a good thing, could be a bad thing, depending on how much you know about crypto. So there's a little bit of the pros and cons. So how do you get involved? If you think you're interested in getting involved, I have put together a big post over on schoolofcrypto.com. If you go to the show notes, if you go to schoolofcrypto.com/show, you look for this episode in the show notes, there'll be a link there to how to buy Crypto 20. And I spell it out completely, step by step, everything you need to do to buy Crypto 20. So if you're listening to this episode, don't worry about taking notes. It'll all be there for you. As I said, the main place it's going to be on the 15th when the first tokens are offered on the exchange is going to be HitBTC. So the first thing you're going to need to do is go over to HitBTC. Again, there's a link in the show notes. Go over there and set up your account and get ready to buy Crypto 20 if that's what you want to do. Now, I'll tell you straight up, HitBTC is not my favorite exchange. It's slow. The screen refreshes quite slowly. It's a bit clunky here and there. So I would say a couple of days ahead of time, make sure you get your account set up, go through, have a look, have a play around. Make sure you're familiar with the exchange before the 15th, if that's what you're going to do. So then the second thing you're going to need to do is you're going to need to get some crypto in to HitBTC so that you can buy, you can exchange that for your Crypto 20 tokens. So HitBTC doesn't allow you to exchange fiat for crypto. So it's one of those crypto to crypto types exchanges. So you're going to have to transfer in some other type of crypto to get ready to buy Crypto 20. So the Crypto 20 trading pairs are going to be Bitcoin, BTC and Crypto 20, and they're going to be Ethereum and Crypto 20. So the easiest thing for you to do would be to transfer in either Bitcoin or Ethereum in directly into HitBTC and have it sitting there waiting to go. Now, I realize both of those networks are pretty slow at the moment, and it's a pretty frustrating experience. Or you may have another store of Litecoin or Dogecoin or some other kind of coin. You could transfer that into HitBTC if that's a supported coin as well. So you have to go into HitBTC and check out what coins are supported there. But there are a lot of them. So you could transfer Litecoin in, for example. But once Litecoin's in there, you're not going to be able to buy Crypto 20 with it. You're going to have to exchange the Litecoin for either Ethereum or BTC inside of HitBTC, inside of the exchange. That will be a super quick process, because once the money's in the exchange, you're not actually exchanging it for currency to currency. What you're actually doing is exchanging it for IOU to IOU. So when you put Litecoin in, for example, in any exchange, really, you're just getting an IOU back that says, hey, we owe you whatever, 10 Litecoin. And then when you exchange it to Ethereum or Bitcoin, for example, it's not actually taking place on the Bitcoin blockchain, for example. You don't have to pay any big fees. You're just swapping a, hey, we owe you 10 Litecoin IOU for a, hey, we owe you a bunch of Bitcoin IOU. When you go to withdraw your Bitcoin out of the exchange, that's when it gets changed back into kind of real non-IOU Bitcoin. And that's when you're going to hit the Bitcoin blockchain. So yeah, first step, open a HitBTC account. Second step, get familiar with the exchange, how it works, how you're going to get ready for your trade, how to do a trade in there. Just play around, familiarize yourself with the interface, and get ready for the 15th. Third thing you're going to need to do is you're going to need to transfer some other kind of crypto in. I would suggest either BTC or Ethereum. Transfer that in, have it ready for the trade. If not, you can put some other kind of currency in there. And then once you're inside the exchange that for Ethereum or BTC and be ready to go. On the 15th, Crypto 20 will then be available on the exchange, and you'll be able to take that Ethereum, you'll be able to take that Bitcoin, and you'll be able to buy Crypto 20 with it. So what you will be doing is you will be buying that Crypto 20 from someone who wants to sell it. So they aren't minting new crypto 20 coins. They aren't going to mint any new ones post ICO. So all the crypto 20 coins that are out there that are going to be there are there. So what that means is while the coin might have a net asset value of $4, if there's a frenzy of activity to buy it, that might drive up the price in excess of what the net asset value is. So you may be buying it for $5 or $6 when the underlying net asset value is only worth $4. So that's something to think about as well when you get ready to buy. Once you bought it, you can either keep it on the exchange or you can move it out. Again, it's an ERC-20 token, so you can move it out to any ERC-20 compatible wallet, MyEther wallet, Trezor, Ledger, whatever. So that's how you do it. So to review, Crypto 20 is a tokenized index fund. It's an easy way and a cost-effective way for you to get a diversified portfolio of the top 20 coins and diversify your risk across the top 20 and get the gains of all the top 20 as well, all with a simple, easy-to-use, low-admin way of doing that by buying a single token. There aren't going to be any new coins. You can only buy the ones that are in existence, and those will be traded on the exchanges come January 15th, starting with HitBTC. So head over to the show notes for this episode if you want more step-by-step guide to how to get involved with Crypto 20. There'll be a link in the show notes. I just want to thank you for tuning in, and we'd appreciate it if you could head over to iTunes, share, subscribe, and tell your friends about the show. A wider reach means we show up higher in the iTunes ranks, which means more people can find us and more people can learn about crypto. So thanks so much for your time, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Let's Talk Crypto Podcast. You can find the links, show notes, and all the latest cryptocurrency news over at schoolofcrypto.com.